Yeah, it's expensive. Whether it fully, I don't think it would fully cover, you know, if it got damaged, but they're really tied down. They're tied down over through the frames of the trailer. Plus, they have big metal racks that go on top of the trailer, and they dig like they were going to dig a well, you know, and fill the hole with cement and have the clamps down in those, and the frame goes over the top of the trailer to hold them down. Because a lot of those trailers down in the Keys, they just get, you know, blown off if they have a bad hurricane, you know. It's kind of scary after living in a big house like this. You go down there in one of those little trailers. And, oh, I mean, there was a good-sized trailer. But yet, you never heard lightning and thunder like you do when you get into one of those things. It seems like you're right up there in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. It's just the noise. It's terrible.
What are the Keys like? Is there...
There's not much down there. To me, it's just a bunch of bars and restaurants, you know. Mm-hmm. My grandfather lived down there, and he liked it, but there's a lot of the, what they call the conks, you know, the old people that live down in the Keys. That's what they call the real old-timey ones, you know, they get back in where you don't see them. They call them the conks.
Are there very many people like that?
Oh, I never saw too many, but there are some down there, you know, and they don't shave much, you know, and they go around without shoes and things, and just live off the land back in there, you know.
Are they friendly people? Or
yeah. But they just don't like to be bothered too much, you know. Now, though, a lot of the Cubans live down there. I guess they like to get as close to Cuba as they can, you know. And that's it.
You said that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year, my neighbor
climbed.
But I have never
climbed.
And you say she walked up to the altar and what down?
Kneeled.
And you say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, what, bed? He just...
Laid.
Okay. And talking about something that you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
Dreamed.
Okay. And often when I go to sleep, I...
Dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have...
Dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling. Just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
Woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
Stomped.
Okay. And if you saw a, say a friend of yours walking home, you know, and you have your car, you'd say, can I...
Give you a lift or a ride?
Or can I what you home?
Take you home.
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Pull.
And the other way?
Push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you say you picked it up and...
Carried.
Anything else you'd say besides carry? Mm-hmm. Do you ever say you toted it or lugged it or packed it?
No.
And you tell a child, that stove is hot, so...
Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go...
Bring.
Okay.
And or get.
Huh?
Or get me a hammer.
Okay. Yeah. And a game that children play where one of them's it and the other children hide.
Hide and go see.
Okay. And the tree you touch.
It's the base.
And in football you run toward the...
the goal.
Okay. And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more...
chance.
And if we were planning to meet someplace, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
meet you.
Or I'll wait.
Wait for you.
And you say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
rid of them.
Do you ever say get shed on them?
Mm-mm.
And you say, well, he didn't actually know what was going on, but he... what, he knew it all. He... meaning he pretended. You say he...
acted like he did.
Okay. And... say a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
took it.